Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Conspiracy theories, is this mainly a dude thing? Is this going to be boring for half of our audience here?
I don't think so.
I think conspiracy theories are fascinating, but I think more men believe them wholeheartedly than women do. Maybe that's a generalized statement, but I think men typically spend some more time crafting these things.
So we're just talking about this whole Laura Ling situation in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty nasty situation. I mean, she had to really she was doing a piece on North Korea, mm-hmm. on the sex trade industry.
That's right.
And her tour guide, great, this must have been his first day, walks her right on over into North Korea, and she didn't even know it. Until North Korean soldiers surround them and say, you're not allowed to be here. And they're pulling her by the hair. And then she takes the butt of a gun to the head. And then, mm-hmm. then it gets serious.
And then she was in captivity. She was in a small cell for the first couple of weeks. But total, she was captive for 140 days until President Bill Clinton came over and was able to negotiate for her freedom.
So we have a virtual listener that called us a couple of minutes ago and thinks that this is a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear what your conspiracy theories are. And I don't make fun of you. Just want to hear them because I do think that I pretty much take things at face value.
Me too.
I just
typically.
Think that things, you know, like, it's so complicated to actually launch,
mm-hmm.
Most of these theories that I just don't think people think that far ahead, but I guess it is absolutely possible. So if you have one, 404-741-Q100.
Well, usually conspiracy theories have to do with some sort of government thing. Mm-hmm. The government's always behind everything. There's 9/11 conspiracy theories, how it wasn't real airline planes, it was military planes, and they were brought down by bombs, but I think they're mostly like that. There's Elvis conspiracy theories. There was that Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. conspiracy theory just the other week that he was on.
Yeah, he appeared on Larry King after he died.
After he died.
It's got to be something more important than that, though. On Wikipedia, when you're looking about conspiracy theories, wars mostly, like number one,
mm-hmm.
The motivations for nations starting, entering, or ending wars are often brought into question by conspiracy theorists. Munition suppliers are often blamed for wars.
Well, the first call we had talked about global warming. He thinks that's a conspiracy theory. It's something that was made up that's actually not happening to our world and our atmosphere as we dump oil into the Gulf.
And what's fascinating about
Well, one doesn't have to do with the other.
The global warming.
Doesn't have to do with oil in the Gulf.
Well, that's just saying, we're ruining the planet.
Your jokes better be accurate. Cave woman.
He hasn't said anything in 2 hours. I'm just glad you're part of the show, Jeff.
Clinton body count is the theory that Bill Clinton was sort of killing off some of his staff members that were getting in his way.
Oh, random.
So there are many of these conspiracy theories. Let's just pretend here, okay, we will form sort of a wall around you. We're not going to make fun of you. Just want to hear them. 404-741-Q100. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
You tell us what's going on.
My theory is that we've never been to the moon.
Never been. My grandfather.
Yeah.
This was an old school one right here, because
yes.
my grandparents believed this was a conspiracy.
Why
also,
do you
man.
Think that?
Well, if you look at the footage, I mean, it's pretty crappy, but it just looks like it could have easily been done on some Hollywood lot. You know, we've never been back to the moon since. We can barely, in some cases, get rockets and spacecrafts to get out of our atmosphere without, you know, some kind of complication or, God forbid, you know, an explosion like the one years ago. But two words that will absolutely blow a hole in the fact that we've been to the moon.
Okay.
Moon buggy.
Moon buggy.
Moon buggy. Who came up with the moon buggy? Well, buggies were very popular back in the 70s. So all of a sudden they put a buggy on the moon. So if we'd have gone to the moon today, what would people be rollerblading? Would that be on skateboards? Moon buggy? You got to be kidding.
Segway. Moon Segway today.
Okay.
He seemed oddly passionate when it got to the buggy part.
Well, yeah, conspiracy theorists are very passionate about
very
this.
Passionate.
And they don't have much voice.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I guess now with the internet, you can blog about it. But publicly, you don't have much of a voice. And people want to kind of say, you're a freak, man. No way.
And you can look at different circumstances. That's the funny part about conspiracy theories, because there's always like a little nugget that you're like, hey, that could be true. Or, hey, I saw that in the photograph. Like with the moon thing, there's apparently on part of the picture of Lance Armstrong on the moon, there's a little like dark spot where they're like, that's supposed to be the camera and lighting equipment in the background. And then you look at it, you're like, huh, that could really be a camera and lighting equipment in the background. So it just makes you think. And then as soon as you start thinking, you're like, I believe it.
This physical therapist that's helping me through my knee, he sort of believes that professional basketball and football games are all set up.
Oh, really?
There was a big argument during this year's playoffs for TV revenue.
Oh,
for
really?
For TV revenue, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the bigger markets usually get in because the TV revenue is in ratings. And if you notice, like in a basketball game, like the star, if the the opposing team is winning, the star of the other team gets a little bit more leeway so they can score some more points to even up a series. A lot of people believe stuff like that.
Really?
Hey, Brad, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I think that the Toyota acceleration getting stuck was a conspiracy to help boost U.S. auto sales.
Oh, wow.
That's actually a great conspiracy theory. Hmm.
And when you tell your group of friends about that, they probably look at you like, come on, man.
Yeah, they don't believe it. They think I'm crazy.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't believe it if I had a Toyota that its accelerator got stuck.
It shot through the front of my closed garage door.
Yeah.
Laura, good morning. Your conspiracy theory.
I believe that they will not find the cure for cancer.
Oh, that's horrible.
There's actually a pretty significant conspiracy theory that they have already found a cure for cancer. But because cancer is such big business,
yes.
That it's...
Oh, don't say that.
It's kept buried. Mm-mm. Because...
then everybody doing that is going to hell.
Because there's so much money to be made in the research and attacking that disease. I've heard that before.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Is that your theory, Laura?
Yeah, I have stage 4 cancer, and they know chemo does not work, but yet they continue to give it.
Oh, that's awful.
So what are you doing? What alternative ways are you doing to fight it?
I go to Progressive Medical and spend a ton of money to get vitamin C. I get injections. I get big needles stuck in me all the time just to clear out all the crap out of my body because the toxins in our environment is causing cancer. They know it's not genetic anymore.
Hmm. And are you doing any of that Chinese medicine? I've heard of people looking at alternate therapies there, too.
Yeah, we're looking at all kinds of stuff.
Thanks for calling, Laura.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to argue with a woman that has cancer.
Nope.
Good morning, Mike. You were on Q100. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France, and Neil Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, Neil Armstrong, my bad.
What did you say?
I said Lance Armstrong.
Was on the moon? I didn't even catch it.
I didn't catch
either. One of those Armstrongs.
Damn it, why didn't I catch that?
I've got a conspiracy theory that Wendy's bright.
Oh. Cameron, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Conspiracy theories.
Hi. If you've ever noticed when you try to eat healthy on a diet, the food always costs so much more expensive than everything else.
Right.
I think it's the government making sure that Americans stay unhealthy and stay in the hospitals paying more taxes to the government.
Yeah, I also know a lot of people that believe that because there's money in the industry for pesticides and stuff like that. So you can't really... You can't have completely healthy food because in the industry that's supplying the chemicals, they go under also. I've heard that.
Yeah, and if the government can raise higher taxes to the producers, then they can. That means more cost to them, which means higher prices in the stores for us.
Thank you for calling. And Felicia, good morning. You've got a conspiracy theory.
I do. I think O.J. didn't do it, but I know who did.
Okay.
Who do you think did it?
His son. His son hated Nicole. He's big and strong like his dad. And he was a chef, so he was good with knives. Any father would cover for his son. Later in life, it's going to come out.
So he took the fall for his son.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a good theory.
DNA.
Yeah, and you're sure of this one.
Wow. I'm sure.
You are sure of this one. thank you for calling.
That would be a good one if that ever came out.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
There's all kinds of conspiracy theories on Marilyn Monroe's death. That it wasn't an overdose, that it was that she was intentionally murdered because she was having an affair with the president.
That's right.
Remember?
The whole thing about Elvis Presley's tombstone.
What's that one?
His name is misspelled. His middle name is wrong on his tombstone. Like, his middle name is Aaron, but it's spelled, I think, on his birth certificate. Like, his given name was with one A or two, but on the tombstone, it's the opposite.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. So he's not really in there, and that's how it's okay.
Here, Bird Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.